we need to talk about Jey Uso. Despite what WWE keep telling us, I don't think that he's main event material, and I'm not sure that he's ever going to be. It was at SummerSlam in 2020 where the Bloodline storyline started. That's where Roman Reigns turned heel and he became the tribal chief soon after. Jimmy Uso was injured at the time, and so Jey, on his own, aligned with Cousin Roman and became his right-hand man. It was here that they started calling him main event Jey Uso, and he started getting a bit of a push. At the time, I was willing to give Jey a chance, but even then, he wrestled and acted like a mid-carder and nothing more. Some wrestlers have that genuine superstar quality, but I just couldn't see that in Jey. Over the next couple of years, WWE went back and forth when teasing Jey, turning against his brother and turning against Roman. They did a really good job of ratcheting up the tension in the group, with Roman becoming paranoid about Jey's intentions. I've got to admit that Jey did a really good job in his role as a supporting character in the Bloodline storyline, and the moment that he and his brother turned on Roman was really spectacular. I certainly marked out when it finally happened. That led to the main event of SummerSlam in 2023, a match between Roman Reigns and Jey Uso for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. For me, this was going to be Jey's proving ground. We were going to see whether he could actually excel in the main event of one of the biggest shows of the year. Before this, Jey had never had a singles match on a major show, let alone been in the main event itself. And this headline match in front of 51,000 fans was going to be sink or swim for Jey Uso. Unfortunately for Jey, he sank because the match was terrible. It was slow and tedious, and it dragged on for 36 minutes. SummerSlam had already been on the air for 3.5 hours, and this match would have benefited from being 20 minutes shorter. Despite it being a so-called tribal combat match, a no-holds-barred match basically, it just plodded along. They introduced kendo sticks and chairs, but they did nothing, and the overarching problem was everyone knew that Jey wasn't going to win. By this time, Roman's title reign had reached monstrous proportions, and it was obvious that Jey just didn't stand a chance of dethroning him. When Roman went on to put the title on the line against Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania 39, and when he faced Sami Zayn at the Elimination Chamber, the fans truly believed that both of those men could beat him. In fact, the fans were shocked when they didn't beat him. So what went wrong for Jey Uso? Why didn't the fans believe that he could beat Roman? If you look at Cody and Sami and Jey, they all had epic storylines that were months and years in the making. In fact, Jey had a longer storyline than either Cody or Sami going into his match with Roman. Well, firstly, I don't think Jey is a very good singles wrestler. Some wrestlers are just better in a tag team, but he seems to get lost in singles matches. They tried to mask his limitations here by making this a tribal combat match, but the length of the match totally exposed him. Of course, being good in the ring isn't strictly necessary to be a WWE main event superstar. Some wrestlers have what I describe as main event charisma, which totally transcends their wrestling skills. Look at the likes of Hulk Hogan and Psycho Sid from back in the day. They were both really bad wrestlers, but they had main event charisma coming out of their asses. Although he did have a decent main event match versus Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship. And while it was very good, I think Rollins is one of those wrestlers who could have a good match with a broomstick At this point in his career, Jay also had a fun match with Gunther for the Intercontinental title on Raw. That was a match that he lost thanks to interference from his brother. The rumour at the time was that Jay was booked to beat Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship, but that plan was changed at the very last minute. And I'm glad that they didn't go down that road, because I don't think that Jay is even worthy of the Intercontinental title at this point. And what a letdown it would have been to end Gunther's epic title reign by having him lose to Jey Uso on an episode of Raw. And so, for the first time since SummerSlam, it was time for Jey Uso to prove himself in a singles match on a premium live event, WrestleMania, no less. The story of the tag team breakup and subsequent match is always more interesting when the tag team is made up of brothers. And the build-up to Jay versus Jimmy had been more than a decade in the making. With so much history behind this match and it being part of the incredible Bloodline storyline, this should have been a really good contest. But unfortunately, it wasn't. It's unbelievable to me that two men who know each other so well could have a match that was this bad. In terms of the actual wrestling, there was a strange lack of variety in their moves. The whole pacing of the match felt totally wrong, and in parts it seemed that they were rushing to get to the finish. But as we know, the quality of the in-ring action doesn't necessarily make a bad match. There have been many matches where the quality of the actual wrestling hasn't been very good, but we've still been sat on the edge of our seats. Think back to Hogan versus The Rock at WrestleMania 18, for example. The atmosphere, the stakes, and the emotional investment can turn even a technically mediocre match into one that resonates deeply with the fans. And we expect our main event level superstars to have the charisma to carry all of that across. This match at WrestleMania 40 exposed Jey Uso as not having that ability. If he can't excel in a match against his own brother with one of the biggest storylines in wrestling history behind it, then what chance has Jay got in the future in other feuds and singles matches? At Backlash, Jay faced Damian Priest for the World Heavyweight Championship. This version of the World Heavyweight title is an upper mid-card title at best, and this is the level that Jay should stay at. The real major championship in WWE is the undisputed title that Cody Rhodes is currently holding, and Jay should never get anywhere near that one. The match at Backlash against Priest was an average mid-card match at best. Jay ended up losing thanks to interference. Jay's got a lot to prove if he's going to be a main eventer, and I don't think he can get there. Not with the weakest looking spear in the business and an annoying reliance on the word yeet, whatever that means. Can you really see Jey Uso headlining WrestleMania 41? Because I certainly can't.